You want to do that, or maybe if Dr. J's... Dr. J... Okay, so what we're doing is continuing on this issue about the question whether mitzvah above avera, the psula mitzvah above avera, applies when there is on a mitzvah darabanan, or only on a deraisa. Okay? So... it's not clear whether this is assuming the psula is deraisa or the psula is derabanan. So, I mean, I think let's learn it both ways. Let's try to define machlokes both ways, because there are different rishonim who go different ways on it. So, I mean, it's not clear what Tosfos holds. There are some Tosfos hold that seem to indicate one way and some that indicate another way. So, well, there's Tosfos that holds that it's this openly, the Tosfos in Sukkah on Tass holds that the psula of Mitzvah is derabanan. Right? But I think the Tosfos over here, I think, indicates that it's the deraisa.
Oh, you mean whether they...
whether the psula mitzvah of avera is derabanan or deraisa.
Oh, I see, but it's still a question of, in this Tosfos...
yeah, well, in this Tosfos, the machlokas amoraim is whether or not the psula mitzvah of avera applies by mitzvahs derabanan or only by mitzvahs deraisa. What I'm saying is that we don't know whether this Tosfos holds, whether that machlokas makes sense, in that it should be defined assuming the concept of mitzvah avera as a deraisa psal, or if it should be defined as a derabanan psal. So I think we should try to give a svara both ways. You know, maybe it won't make a difference. You know? But I mean, the nature of the psal of mitzvah avera is different if we say, if we learn, depending which way we learn. Right? Different. It's a little bit different. I mean, one of them is the din and mitzvah. The mitzvah is the din of avoda, and therefore it's contradiction if it's based on avera, right? I mean, the other one kind of is like that, but it's based on like a chashash or whatever, right? Based on the protecting the deraisa. The funny lashon Tosfos says that since it's derabanan, lo chayesh mitzvah avera. He's not worried about mitzvah avera. What does that mean? Chayesh is that? It sounds funny. On the second day, can you take? I mean, the nafkamina is: can you take a lulav, a stolen lulav, on the second day, which is derabanan? So, so the simple pshat in the Gemara, I guess Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Neir Shem Yochai, basically says no, you can't, because it's mitzvah avera. Shai, it's only derabanan. Who cares? Who said mitzvah avera is only by deraisa? But Shmuel says no. That mitzvah avera is only psul by deraisos, and therefore the second day, which is only derabanan, there's no psul of mitzvah avera. So we don't know what's a svara. Why would you say mitzvah avera would be limited to deraisa as opposed to derabanan? What's the sense to that? Okay, so I'm thinking like this. I mean, I would say that based on what we said yesterday, that the idea, the chashash of a mitzvah avera, that we're concerned that a person is going to use, that he's basically going to be a bad guy, a thief or whatever, and he's going to legitimize, he's going to use mitzvahs to legitimize his chayit, his averas, and therefore the Rabbanan removed the kiyum from his mitzvah, which is based upon on avera. So I'd say that logic, that line of reason, to me, would apply both by derabanan and deraisas, because the person is looking, you know, he's looking for a satisfaction, for religious satisfaction, and I mean, doing mitzvahs gives the person satisfaction. So it's true, deraisa, derabanan. Look, a guy who feels guilty will take anything, you know. I mean, he feels he's a good person, he's doing mitzvahs, he's whatever, you know. And just because you remove the deraisa, but he still has the avenue of the derabanan, he's going to gain that religious satisfaction through the derabanan, right? So it seems to me that essentially the chashash would exist. I mean, you could argue quantities, but it seems like essentially the chashash would exist just the same. And the Rabbana should be goes there. Why shouldn't they be worried about the same problem? Right? Right. But I don't know, I'm not sure. There are different ways to go. But I could see another way of saying this, and this isn't how we said it yesterday, but there's another way to look at this thing about the chashash. It's a different way of looking at it. But the idea is like, there's a certain sense of a person, of like a pressure to do a mitzvah. Okay? Certain pressure a person has to do mitzvahs. Okay? I think this is true. That there's like psychologically, a person feels, how could I not take a little off? when they're not capable this year, you know. There's certain pressure to do mitzvahs, right? Because of whatever emotional feelings. He wants to feel like he's a good guy, you know, whatever, that kind of thing. Pressure, how could I not do a mitzvah? And perhaps it's possible, even though it sounds a little funny, that psychologically, a person could go to all lengths in order to fulfill a mitzvah. Even in the length of doing an avera. Okay? Even in the length of doing an avera. That a person, the chiyuva mitzvah itself could cause a person, because he wants to be in good standing with God, so to speak, he wants to do a mitzvah and he feels religious, so his desire to have that religious satisfaction could cause him to do an avera. Okay, and in order to prevent that, what the Rabban basically said is that if you do this thing, it's not that you're not getting the mitzvah anyways. So thereby they remove the stumbling block. Okay. Before we go further, it kind of reminds me, it's not an exact example because there's another factor, but there's like a thing of, like, let's say lighting Shabbos candles. Okay? So a person, a woman are very mocked about lighting Shabbos candles, you know? So much so that they may even, if they're running later, they miss it, they may even end up lighting on Shabbos in order to light their Shabbos candles, you know? They didn't get a chance to light, they'll do it quickly. Quick, let's do it! Right? But the whole thing is covered Shabbos, and it could be a schil Shabbos if you do it too late, peshkia. But how could I not light candles? Right? I mean, especially nowadays, that's why, I mean, especially, like, there's like, superstitious connotations about lighting candles. There's all these rumors that if you don't light candles one time, then your kids are going to die. I don't know, there's, like, rumors like that. I don't know. So that's why it could be, you could argue that people have that, you know? But there is, like, a certain thing. It's like, I'm a guy who does the mitzvah, and I cannot do it. And it sounds ridiculous that I'm going to do an avera in order to do a mitzvah. But you're right. If you relate to mitzvahs on a mature level, of course it's ridiculous. But if you relate to mitzvahs as a certain self-image that you have, so then first of all, you need that image. You need to be a mitzvah boy, right? Ever since you're in first grade, you were the big mitzvah boy, you know. And the fact that it's an avera, look, I don't understand. After all, I'm doing it for my mitzvah. So, but I gotta do the mitzvah. I gotta do the mitzvah, you know. And, you know, there's the pressure of the mitzvah. So I'm not sure. So you may or may not buy that, but if you do, then I'm gonna ask you to buy one more thing. Okay, which is that the pressure to do a mitzvah d'oraisa is different than the pressure to do a mitzvah d'rabban. Okay. See, a person, when it comes to the pressure to do a mitzvah, a person knows when something is, when God said to do something or when the Rabban said to do something. And he relates to it differently. He relates to it differently. Oh, that's only the Rabban? Okay, fine. So I don't want to do it, it's only the Rabban. A person could have that type of a feeling. A person has a certain sense like that. Look, I'd like to do it, I want to do it, but look, it's only the Rabban. Okay, fine. There's a certain type of courses that's not legitimate, but psychologically a person does relate to things like that. He feels like if he doesn't do a mitzvah in the Torah, the Araisa, it's one thing. If he didn't take lulav on the first day, but if he didn't take the second day, look, it's the Rabbanan anyways, whatever. The person wants to hear show for the first day, second day, it's the Rabbanan. Like a certain type of a person has a feeling like that. And therefore, it could be there's not a chashash, he's lo chayish, means that Shmuel says that there's not, that in order to do a deoraisa, the pressure of a mitzvah deoraisa will cause a person to do an avera, but the pressure of a derabanan is much less likely to do that. And a person not going to do an isha deoraisa in order to do it to be fulfilling the derabanan. The pressure isn't so great, and it's not going to be worth it. A person could get by without doing a derabanan. Even though my example of lighting candles is a derabanan, but whatever. I'm not saying there's no pressure. What I'm saying is that he holds his lochayish. I mean, he's not concerned that a person's going to do that. You know what I mean? But that's assuming that the chashash is that the mitzvah itself is directly, in a certain sense, this way is looking at the mitzvah is directly causing the avera. Is the mitzvah, which is enabled through the avera, which is only brought out through the avera, is causing an avera. But if you learn the other way, that the mitzvah is causing avera, not directly, But the mitzvah causes avera by the fact that it lets a person feel like a good person and thereby psychologically justifies him in doing averas, then even in derabanan. See, the difference is in a derabanan, this religious satisfaction you could have. And if you're using it to justify your intrinsic evil, or your intrinsic chait, so then you'll hold on to anything. You'll grab, if the cause of your violating the gezeila is because you're a gazlan, and that's your personality, and you just need something to justify it, then you'll even be able to use the rabbanan. But if the cause of you stealing is not because you're a gazlan, but it's because of the pressure of the mitzvah, so then I say the mitzvah and the rabbanan are different. They're different levels of pressure. You know what I mean? But again, in the first way, it's not that the mitzvah is causing it. It's really is causing it is because you're a gazlan. You just need something to be able to feel like you're a good person. You need to do the, you know. So you want to justify the avera by the fact that you're using it for a good purpose. So then any good purpose will satisfy your purpose, you know. I agree. I'm saying a psychological person has a sense of the difference in Dereisa and Darbana. For sure. And if therefore I'm saying is that you tell me Dereisa would cause you to be a sinner, doesn't necessarily mean that Darbana will. But I'm saying is the first side is learning that it's not really that the mitzvah is causing it. It's really what's causing it is that he's a thief and he just needs some way to justify himself. So then, he'll say, well, justify himself by the fact that he could feel like he's a good person, any mitzvah could do it. Because it's not essentially about the mitzvah. It's essentially about justifying his thievery. You know, but here, if it's essentially about the mitzvah causes it, so then there's a different pressure to do with the rice and the rabbanon. A person relates to the rice differently. A person knows this is what God said. And he gets to feel, look, I'm doing what God told me. So you feel like a good person, and you feel like a bad person if you don't do what God told you. If you don't listen to the Rabbanan, you say, look, the Rabbanan told me to do it, but look, I can't do it. I can't do it, I can't accomplish it, I don't have the money, I don't have this. Okay, so the Rabbi said to do it, okay, fine, well, I can't do it, what do you want me to do? But look, if God said it, then a person has a certain different type of a pressure. Yeah. I mean, this svara, I wouldn't say this is the best svara here. I mean, well, there's weaknesses as far as the two. Well, first of all, is the first, as far as we said yesterday, the idea of like the people who are like a person who's legitimizing himself through doing averos, through doing mitzvos. That seems to be like what the Navi's kind of talking about. People are trying to buy off God and to legitimize it. You know, it just seems like the psukim are pointing to that. So you say it's the Rabbanan, they're leaning on the psukim do point to that. I don't see in the psukim them pointing to the idea of a guy who's basically has the pressure to do mitzvahs, and therefore he's caving in his averas in order to do the mitzvah. Like, I don't see that as much of a profile. Like, I see the profile of a guy who's really corrupt, and in order to justify his corruption is really, where the corruption stems from his internal world, and then it just he uses mitzvah to justify it. But a guy who becomes a rasha because the pressure to do the araisos, it just doesn't seem like so much of a chash. Okay, who are you really worried about? You know, it just doesn't seem as widespread of a problem, and I don't see that in the psukim, you know? And also, it's a hard type of a svara altogether. I mean, it's kind of conjecturous. I mean, we don't really know altogether what the Darabanan is. It's just saying it's a Darabanan, and it's kind of going into the Tam of the Darabanan, and, you know? So.
Yesterday's
was also, but I mean, yesterday's, look, if it's a Darabanan, I like yesterday's better, because look, I mean, it's still a little conjecturous, but it's the Rabbanan, and they have the Rabbanan is always a protection, and the Psukim do point to it. I think the Psukim are pointing to it in this, and it's the Rabbanan, but they're leaning it on the Psukim, so you can look at the Psukim and see what the nature of the, you know. So that I think is fine. But like to say the Machlokas is based upon this kind of a thing, and based upon two different types of ways of looking at it, and, you know, I think it's harder. It's harder. It's a harder type of it. Yeah. They're basing it on. It's like I'm saying is like I guess just to make it a little more sense to the machlokas, but I'm saying is the question is what's the chashash that the rabbanim are basing mitzvah avera on? Because somehow mitzvah avera has to be it's a gather, so that means that you're worried somehow that mitzvah avera is going to cause you to do averas. So is it pshat that the mitzvah is going to directly cause you to do an avera? So then you have to say the idea is how's it going to cause you to do an avera? Oh, it must be because the pressure of the mitzvah is going to cause you to do an avera. So in a certain sense, that's a direct. Like it follows the pattern of other gezeiras, where you're prohibiting a certain thing because it will cause an avera. So you're prohibiting a certain mitzvah, a mitzvah above avera, because that mitzvah, which is only brought about through avera, is going to cause you to do averas. But the other way is it's a different type of a causation. You're worried the mitzvah is going to cause an avera, not that it's directly going to cause it, but it's going to cause it by allowing you to feel like a good person and thereby to justify your averas. It's not exactly a standard model of a geder. of something which is, you know, of a fence which is protecting the Oraisa. So, I mean, you could say the question is what's the chashash that the Rabban are building it upon? That's kind of what I'm learning. Like, I'm not saying it's a psychological question. I'm saying it's a question in the formulation of the Gezeira, what they're worried about and what they're building it based upon. Like I'd say, it's more maybe like a lesser chashash by the guy who is caused by the pressure, but it's like it's more far removed than the other one, you know. Okay, but let's turn our attention to the Deraisa, because it could be that a Svar from the Deraisa maybe we'll be able to carry over to the Derabanan also, because even in the Deraisa, even in the Derabanan, it has to be formulated a certain way. Maybe the way it's formulated, maybe well, let's see. So what's in the Deraisa? So let's just review the idea. The Deraisa means the Psalmissal Veras Pasal Deraisa, which means that the mitzvahs are avoda, they're subordinating yourself to the system, and therefore that if you do a mitzvah which is built upon the Gavra's mitzvah is brought about through Avera, so then it can't be defined as an action of subservience to the system. It's on the contrary. It's an action of breaking the system. Right? Fine. So the question is does that apply only by Deraisas or even by Derabanans? Yeah, so maybe I guess what they're saying then is like, in the question they're saying is that Derabanan, if the contradiction is then Avoda, does Derabanan have a din of Avoda? Right? So in a certain sense, you could say, no. The substance of the Derabanan, Avodah is Avodah Hashem, service of God. So, I mean, God said, do X. Do these 613 mitzvahs. So this is the system of Avodah Hashem is the system which is determined at Sinai. Okay? So in a certain sense, the substance of the mitzvah itself, the performance of the mitzvah itself, is not Din Avodah proper. But it's like the Rabbanon are his role as protectors of the system. So the Torah gave them that role. They said they set up certain things you should do. So insofar as this action, so to speak, protects the system. And it supports the system. Okay, the Rabbanons are in support of the Deraisa. Right? So it's included in the Deraba in the system of Avodah. Like in a certain secondary manner. So let's say is when you're doing them, you're involved in avoda because you're involved in, like I say, you're involved in the gavra's involved in avoda, but the substance of the activity itself is not a din of avoda. It's just avoda because it's part of the system of avoda. You know what I mean? So when he's involved in the thing, he's not doing his own rishos. He's involved in his subordination to the system, and this is a part of the system. But like in substance, it's not like if you had to just look at the identity of the thing itself, it's not really an action of avodas Hashem. It's an action of protecting. You know what I mean? So if that's the case, then maybe the question is that there's a contradiction. The contradiction is between when you're doing avoda, it's contradicted by the avera. Because Avera is the account of the antithesis of the Avoda. So is that contradiction only where the very substance of the activity that you're doing itself is in Avoda? Or is it even if it's so to speak, the Gavra is involved in Avoda? Even if in the framing of the Gavra, even if the substance of the activity itself is in Avoda, but so far as the Gavra's performance is, it's an activity of Avoda. Okay, and therefore, the fact that that's grounded in mitzvah is going to contradict the din of the Gavra being involved in Avoda, so it's going to prevent the Kima Mitzvah. You know what I mean, is it only in the Avoda per se that is contradiction, or even in that which is like an extension of the Avoda? You know, which is the person's maintaining the system of Avoda. Is that also contradiction? It's like there is only the contradiction, the only contradiction which prevents the status of Mitzvah where it's a direct head-on collision. But once it's not direct, the nature of the activity is not directly Avodah, it's directly the action Darabanan. Yeah, right. Maybe the better way to say it, not necessarily it's protection, but there's the Avodah proper, Avodah Hashem proper, which is those actions which God dictated. But God didn't just say these are actions of Avodah, but he set up a system of Avodah. And the Darabanans are included under the system of Avodah Hashem. You know what I mean? So they're not like Avodah Hashem proper because they're Derech Chachamim. You listen to Derech Chachamim. But it's like, since the Torah gave them the authority, So therefore, the substance is not of Avodas Hashem, but they're a component of the system of Avodas Hashem. So it's like the Shem Avoda is less essential. You know what I mean? Their Avoda is qua be like being part of a system of Avoda. But the action itself is not Avodas Hashem, it's just the listening to the Rech HaChamim. But listening to the Rech HaChamim comes under the system of Avodas Hashem. So do you say that the contradiction exists where it's only like, so it's not in the very definition of the action, but it's like in a character, so secondary characteristic of the action is part of a system. Do you say still there's din avoda in them and therefore it's contradiction? Or you say no, that the shem avoda is secondary enough that it's not going to be a contradiction? Okay, what I'd like to do next time, which is hopefully going to be tomorrow. Let's see, we had let's undo the Rambam. This is Rambam and Raivit. Mesovera. Okay? There are a few Rambams, but one of them is in Perek Chas or Chatas. That's 8-9. Okay? So he says, Kol Elu Shamarin or Shem Psulim, all these things which we stated are apostle. This is in Lulav and Esrog, well, the Psulim of the Lulav and Esrog. Whether because they have blemishes, right, or because they're stolen, only on the first day. Sheni, together with all other days, it's all kasher. Okay, fine. So basically, he's saying is that the psul of gezel is only on the second day, only on the first day, right? So this of aver apparently is only on the first day. Why? Why? So maybe you say because it's Darbonah. But if you remember, we dealt with this problem before. Is that the Rambam doesn't say that here? He's only talking about the first day and the Mikdash. You know, nowadays it seems even the first day in the Mesa Mikdash. And the first day in the Mesa Mikdash, it was remember it was Deraisa then, right? What? Second day in the Mesa Mikdash was Deraisa. So it seems that there also there's no psalm. So why not? That's a deraisa. Right? Remember that whole thing we said about Hiddur wasn't, because they're just in the simcha, smachtam, all that. I mean, you have to jog your memory all that. Right? It was the second day. It wasn't really the lakicha per se. It was really a simcha. You use it via lakicha. So you didn't have all the psalm of lakicha. But I mean, this is a mitzvah osai, and it's a deraisa. And you're utilizing it as baba vera. Right? So why shouldn't it be a psalm on the second day? Alright? And then there I said. Okay, that's one question. So the Ravid says, Einah kol modim begezel yavesh. Not everyone agrees by this gezel and by yavesh. Ein psul mishim hadar ela. Right? So Einah kol modim begezel. Ela, it's hard to read here. Yavesh ein psul mishim hadar ela gozel amitzvah bavavera. I'm sorry. So some argue that it's a difference. That Shem Psalm Shem Hadar. Oh, some want to say that Gazal and Yavesh aren't possible because of Hadar, but the reason why Gazal is going to solve Avera and Yavesh is because it's like a dead. It's dead. It's not just not beautiful. It's like a dead on dead Elula. So it seems like he's learning is that right. It sounds like he's learning is that Mitzvah Avera is even on the second day. He's not buying this thing that's only on the first day. Mitzvah Avera, right? So you could say again, you could say the Rav is holding it's the Ravonans. Maybe. Not sure, I mean, but it seems like he's learning even by the Ravonans it applies. But in the Raisa, I mean you could say that's one Mahokas. The Ram doesn't hold the whole doesn't apply by the Ravonans, but you have the first day is the problem. Alright? Okay, so that's one thing. Now there's another Rambam in Shofar. Shofar Aleph Gimel. 1-3. This is an interesting one. 8-9. Parak Hm Halacha 9. And this is the Shofar 1-3. Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah. Let me just. Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah. If you have Shofar Avodah Zarah, you ain't talking about the Chachila. You can't blow it. If you don't talk about Yatza. Okay? If you do, it's Yatza. If you're selling Dachas, you don't talk about Yatlo Yatza. But if you're in Dachas, you have time to be burned. If you blow it, then you're not Yatza. Okay, now he's like this. Shofar ha-gazel shatakabau. What if you blow the stolen shofar? So what do you say? First day? You'll say why? Huh? No, but it's a little there. Stolen. First day, the Oresa. Right? So it says Yatza. Why? It's good. She'ena mitzvah el b'shmias hakol. The mitzvah is in the hearing of the sound. Apo pishalo nogabo, even though you don't touch the sound, beloved bio hashomea, and the guy who listened to it didn't touch it or pick it up. The aim the call didn't gazel, and you can't steal the call. So the sound isn't stolen. The shofar is stolen. But the mitzvah isn't the shofar. If the mitzvah is the shofar, then you have to pick up the shofar. There's no other to pick up the shofar. It's just you have to hear the sound. So the sound isn't stolen. The chaim is shofar shel ola, lo yiska. Also a shofar, which is an ola, which is it's just cut hekdesh. So normally you can't use hekdesh. It's meila. It's a sin. And you're not allowed to blow. They've been talking about yotza. You do it. You're yotza shein b'kol din meila, because you can't have meila. You're not using the sound of hekdesh, right? Okay. Didn't problem. He says, aye, but you're getting pleasure from the call. He says, no, Mrs. Lala Hanelson. Whatever, Mrs. Aren't defined as a pleasure. Okay, whatever, it's a different point. Okay, but he's saying is that the mitzvah is the call, and you're not touching the call, and you can't steal the call. Right? But for instance, so what's he saying though? I mean, is the shofar, is he saying is not chatzah shel mitzvah? The kol is the chatzah shel mitzvah. So why do you have a shofar of nir hanidachah so you're not yotzei? Right? What's the problem with the shofar of nir hanidachah? So look, the kol isn't nir hanidachah, it's just the shofar. Right? The shofar is chayav to be burned. So presumably it's chayav to be burned, that's why you're not yotzei, because you don't have shear. Right?
It seems like it's still enabling.
Still enabling the mitzvah, exactly, right. Exactly. Same thing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the shear of the shofar is an alachai that has to be big enough that if you hold it, you'll come out on both sides of your hand. Okay, a certain size, but it'll be bigger than basically your hand. Okay, so there's a shear. So, and if the shear, if you blow the shear, 1 second, the shear, so the shofar of your nidachas, give me a second, let me see where that's based upon. Yeah, I mean, it's the Gemara. I mean, it's the Gemara. Yosef is quoting the Gemara. It says that the reason why shofar is Ayin Dachas isn't good is because it's lacking share. Let me just see that. Roshana Chavchas, he's quoting. Chavchas Amar Aleph. I mean, the Gemara says is that the reason why it's Yerim Nidachas is Mechta Shira, because it's lacking the Shira. Okay, it's a Gemara on the Rosh Hashanah Chav Chas Amar Aleph. Because it has to be burned. And he says the Shira Shofar has a Shira. So, I mean, you would see, and that's the Rosh basing on this Gemara. So you see it has a Shira, right? It has a Shira. So apparently it's, So I'm saying he didn't steal the coal. Well, the coal doesn't have a shear. If you tell me the chavtza, it's not a chavtza shal mitzvah, then who cares if it's lacking shear? Who cares a shear? What's shear? But apparently the chavtza of the shofar is an entity. And all kinds of laws are the entity. There's a shear of the entity. So now why don't you say, yeah, it's the entity is stolen? So you say the sound isn't stolen. So what? What does it mean? What is he even talking about? Is he not touching you? Is he not touching the sound? Again, just a funny... funny type of way he describes it, you know? Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, let's see. It could be we'll do also tomorrow this question. This is the Gemara at the bottom of Lamed Amar Aleph. Second, like a few lines at the bottom. Two lines from the bottom, basically, and there's on the top, and there's the top of the Rashi on the top of Lama Ram base. So maybe we'll do that tomorrow. We'll see. I'm not sure. But we'll see in the timing. Yeah.